and say hi. Thanks for waiting. Joyce, welcome to the program. What's happening?
Hi. I had an experience this morning. I called my congressional representative to ask him about how he was voting on the health care bill. And it's Representative Ben Ray Lujan of the New Mexico 3rd District. Anyway, as I was talking to the intern, he told me that the representative was going to vote yes, and I asked, well, why is he voting to tax things like hip and knee replacements and to fund abortion? And this kid just, like, burst out in laughter and started laughing at me. And
Like literally thought that you were cracking a joke or what?
Joking. Like, I was joking.
Did you ask what the heck they were laughing about?
I said, why are you laughing at my legitimate question? And he's like, oh, I don't know. It was just kind of funny how it sounded. And I said, why are you laughing at me still? And he kept laughing through the apology, the apology, quote-unquote apology.
Were you using a fake voice? I mean,
no,
did you make a noise?
I mean, normal, like, voice.
Were you like, hey, why are we taxing, hip replacement surgery to pay for abortion? And then you went, made a noise or something? I mean,
no.
Something had to happen.
No, I was totally, and I, you know, identified myself, like, I'm a constituent of Mr. Lujan. So, you know, like, I'm his boss, kind of, you know, and
not kind of, you're his boss, period. Not no kind of in that.
Yeah,
he works for you.
True. Anyway, so he didn't know the answer to the question, and I said, well, if I call back in a little while, can you go find out and not laugh at me? And then he hung up.
He hung up on you.
Didn't even say, like, goodbye, I'll call back, you know, call me back in 45 minutes, I'm really sorry. No, he just, like,
Well, I've got an idea. Representative Lujan needs to lose the job. That's all. It's over.
I know. And
needs to be voted out now. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know? And listen, I feel for what you're going through, but I got to be honest with you. I almost hope that they stay this crass and arrogant. I really do. Because what happens is, in 2010, they're all gone. They will be voted out. People continue to think they're ruling or lording over us, when in fact, they're our representative and our employee and our subordinate. Our subordinate laughed at you. What would you do if you were his boss?
Fire him, probably.
Well, of course, probably. Of course you would. Hey, listen, I hear where you're coming from, and it's a shame that that happened, but I, you know, deep down inside, I hope that these people keep on acting this arrogant, because it'll be that much easier to get them out in 2010.
I hope so.
All right, we appreciate you. Thank you. I won't laugh at her. I'm not going to do that. I got this.